If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
We go out to Las Vegas now, where the Consumer Electronics Show is going on. And from our Los Angeles television station, it's Rich DeMuro. And Rich on Tech is also a popular radio show out there in Los Angeles. Rich is a veteran technology correspondent, reporter. Rich, good morning to you. And before we talk about the show, since you make your home in Los Angeles, I know you have kids and your wife's there. What are you hearing from back home about the fires right now?
Oh my gosh, it's been wild to be here and not there. But yeah, it's bad. I mean, this is an area of LA that is very prominent, very high end, and nobody can get in there. Nobody, people are leaving their cars in the streets. And the wild part is, since we know a lot of people there, you just have to leave. Like, you had to leave to get your kids from school, pick them up, get out of there. And so most people left with just the clothes on their back. And again, think about the high-end nature of this neighborhood. These are power players in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and it's
and
spreading.
All the schools in that area have burned as well.
Yeah, so many areas affected now. Okay, well, hopefully all will be okay with your family. Let's talk a little about the show. They don't even call it the Consumer Electronics Show anymore, do they? Isn't it the Consumer Technology Show, something like that?
Well, so it's still called CES, and CES used to stand for Consumer Electronics Show. Now it doesn't stand for anything. The organization behind it is called the Consumer Technology Association. So, you know, they try to expand past people thinking this is just a gadget show, because there is so much more than gadgets, especially this year, AI, cars. You know, it runs the gamut, healthcare. It's just everything is represented at this show. It's more than just big screen TVs, although we see a lot of those as well.
What's been the big headline for you? Does anything at this point make you go, wow?
That is the number one question among all the tech journalists that I chat with every evening. You know, it's one of these things where CES used to have this one transformative product that everyone talked about, whether it was TiVo, whether it was Xbox, whether it was the DVD player, the CD player. These years, it's much more of, I call it a treasure hunt. So there's a lot of stuff, and everything has been, you know, pushing the envelope with getting bigger, better, more advanced. And of course, this year, like I said, AI being built into everything. But is there that one thing that every single person talks about? Not necessarily. But there's lots of little things, like, I mean, I saw a 163-inch TV yesterday.
Wow.
I saw Sony's Afila. Sony has a new car that they're doing that they're going to sell in L.A. Or in California, I guess, an electric car called the Afila. And it's almost like a PlayStation on wheels. It's all electric. I went inside Honda's new prototype cars. They've got a saloon and then an SUV. And then their operating system is Osmo, which is that robot you probably are familiar with from back in the day. And these are all very futuristic things that these companies are trying to, you know, push the envelope with.
Yeah, and you mentioned AI. What's new in that department? It seems like every day we're hearing about AI gadgets.
Well, NVIDIA did the keynote here and kind of took a little victory lap with their success in that area. But AI is just, you know, I used to joke that internet was being built into every product, but now it is literally AI. So any product that I feature or focus on or interview someone about, I say, okay, what's the AI aspect of this product? And sure enough, AI is built into everything, and it has to be. I mean, you've got one of the trends we're seeing are these little companion robots, and they're all programmed with ChatGPT. So imagine, you know, back in the day, you had a Teddy Ruxpin doll or something like that. Or, you know, these things are now smart, and kids are interacting with them or will be interacting with them. So it's an entirely new way to have sort of a natural human language interaction with gadgets that we've just really never seen before.
A couple of weeks ago, I was reading about Apple and how they're trying to give a boost to iPhone sales, and they're working on a thinner model and two foldable devices. Do they even participate in this show, Rich?
No, Apple is the pretty much the only major tech company that is never represented here. But we know that Apple goes their own way. They do their own things, and they don't need a show like this because they have, you know, the way they operate is they have their events as a surprise. You get 2 weeks notice of the event, and, you know, journalists from around the world fly to Cupertino to see what Apple has in store. And it's the biggest event of the year in terms of the amount of press and media and coverage that it commands. Mm-hmm. And CES is big, and every company's here, but there are some notable exceptions. You know, like I didn't see a big booth for Microsoft this year. I didn't see a big presence from Google this year because these main companies are really kind of doing their own launch events in an effort to kind of control the fact that they want the publicity all to themselves during that day or week. So, again, Samsung is doing, they have a new phone that's launching this month. They're not launching it here at CES, which would have happened in the past. Now they're doing their own event 2 weeks after CES where all these journalists that are here are going to go to San Jose, California to see that new phone. So yeah, it's a very different playbook nowadays.
You mentioned giant screen TVs, and lately the prices have been really coming down. Are they still? Do you know anything about pricing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're coming up against the best time to buy a TV. There's two key times to buy a TV. That is Black Friday, Cyber Monday kind of time, and then right now before the Super Bowl. And in some cases, the Super Bowl prices are actually better than the Black Friday prices. You know, I recently upgraded my TV. I got a Hisense. They have it's interesting. The Chinese manufacturers of televisions now have the biggest booths for TVs. So you've got TCL and Hisense sort of duking it out for the biggest, brightest, you know, most innovative TV screen technology. And, you know, of course, the regulars like Samsung and LG are still very popular, but the pricing on these newer sets just cannot be beat.
Tech reporter Rich DeMuro at the big show in Las Vegas, and he reports for our station out there in Los Angeles, and also Rich on Tech on the radio in L.A., and hopefully everything will be all good with you and your family when you get back home there, Rich.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Keeping an eye on the situation there for sure.
Yeah, we're on it. You take care. Appreciate the reporting.